The architecture now is to put it brick all the way, or put, use pictures or other ornamentation other than. Now this fireboard that they got it back then was intended to be a place to put ornamentations of all kinds, you know. Just like we got up there now in my house, that is a mound to us, but it was a fireboard back in grandparents' days, known back of that. And of course, it was a place to display the beauty, the things that you wanted to show off. And of course, we like to think that the two pieces, the two urns are pretty. We like our pictures, little things like this. But back in that day, they put a lot more, well, different kinds of things that they found simple, just different in the cultural changes.
What do you call those iron things down there?
They called them iron dogs, I guess.
Iron dogs?
Uh-huh.
You ever heard them called andirons?
Andirons is what our society calls them.
Yeah.
But back in that day, they called them dog irons.
Dog irons, that's
instead
it.
Instead of
yeah.
iron dogs, dog irons.
What about, you ever heard fire irons?
Fire irons, I've heard that.
Yeah. And they have fire dogs, too?
Yes.
Fire dogs,
That's the way, that's back though.
And, of course, we call the lamp above the, we call the thing on which the urn sit the mantle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you would burn in the fireplace?
Possibly be a back log or a
backlog.
Backlog?
Yeah.
Back log? Mm-hmm. Now, I remember my dad always saying that the boys were to look out for backlogs for the big fireplace, because he had one big fireplace that was different to the rest of the fireplaces, the family room. He called it the family room.
Uh-huh.
And they looked out for the big backlogs for that. But they'd put that back there and they'd burn all day. And they'd put the small wood in front.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd keep, as the wood would die down, they wouldn't have to put the backlogs. It'd stay all day and into the night and maybe into the morning, just big enough to have those big red coals and then start the fire.
Wow.
So that was the backlog at that time.
What would you call the kind of wood you'd use to start a fire?
Firewood?
Firewood. You ever heard it called anything else? What if you were camping and you had to add some small pieces of wood to get the thing started?
Sure.
You ever heard kindling?
Kindling. Now, kindling is possibly used in different terms in the older days and back in the day when it was just a fireplace and wood was a prime source of fuel.
Uh-huh.
The kindling was intended to be this rich type of glitter that you'd start a fire with, you know, that kindle the fire is what they called it. And my father, I've heard him say to boys, besides the backlog, remember the kindling.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to get the fire going in the morning.
Huh. Yeah, we used to do that.
And you have that now. If you have a fireplace at home, you have to have something, you know, that's richer than the rest and smaller and easier to light and quicker, more quickly to get going.
Such as milk cartons.
Right.
Newspapers.
Yeah, anything that would be kindling. Mm-hmm. Anything that would start a fire earlier. That's what that was intended to be. And you kindle a fire out in the woods. That's why they call it kindling out there, because you want it fast.
So how about something you'd get when you cut down a pine tree? It was rich wood.
That's kindling.
That's kindling.
That's kindling.
Okay. What do you call the black that forms on the chimney?
Grease. Oh, the soot?
Yeah. All right. What's left in the fire? Let's see.
Ashes.
Ashes. There were white ashes.
Uh-huh.
What is that over there?
Chair.
Chair. Okay. What do you call a long piece of furniture? What do you call the long piece of furniture that went with the horsehair set in the parlor, the best parlor?
Well, if I go back to remembering grandmother and great-grandmother days, they died.